There were some positive geopolitical signs out of Moscow today, as India and China said they've agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian countries. Both sides deployed additional forces along their frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. China did not release any casualty figures. The Moscow discussions were the highest level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and Wei Fenghe of China met late Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agreed that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. There was more political turmoil in the former Soviet Republic of Belarus today as masked security agents dragged students off the streets of the capital, Minsk, and took them away in vans. This as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth straight weekend of unrest since his questionable re-election. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying that up to 30 people were detained for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Elsewhere, masked men apprehended students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. Thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. There was a tragic gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh overnight outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred near the end of worshippers' prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. This is VOA News. There is a chilling prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of